Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
Thanksgiving has now passed and Philadelphia's Christmas Village is now officially open in Love Park and across the street at the courtyard of City Hall and on North Broad Street.
My favorite part is, of course, the food. I love it.
Stay tuned for a guide on how to eat your way through the market.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Kuznet in Love Park with Lisa Leon Hardy. She's with the Christmas Village. She lives in Germany, but you've been here since mid-August, right? So, first of all, how's Philadelphia?
It's really beautiful. I love it here. I've been to lots of places. We went out a lot of bars and stuff. I really love it. It's great.
So you came in to help with the Christmas Village to give it an authentic German feel.
Yeah, correct. Basically, I'm doing the PR and social media work for Christmas Village this year. It's always seasonal work, so I'll be here, or I am here. I've been here since mid-August, and I will be here until mid-January.
Okay, so there's lots of food and drink in the Christmas Village. Give us a rundown of what people can expect.
So we have some favorites back this year. We have Käsespätzle, that's German cheese noodles. We have the raclette sandwiches back again this year that are always super popular. We also have Belgian fries. We have bratwurst, of course. They're made in Love Park on our custom Schwenkgrill that's been made especially in Germany and imported from there.
That's like the giant, like, hanging grill.
Yeah, exactly. It's completely new and it's huge, so you can look forward to that. And we have also at Love Park Die Alm. This is like our beer garden seating area. You can get crafted beer there from Brewery Technique and also the Mainstay Independent Brewing Company. They also make a special Christmas bock every year for Christmas Village, so it's especially brewed this year, so you can look forward to this.
For people that maybe, if you haven't visited the Christmas Village, what are some of the food highlights that you are specifically very German?
The highlights are the Käsespätzle, so the cheese noodles. They're traditionally German, and you have to try them. Also, people love the raclette, and we also have back the Helmut Strudel this year, which is also, like, Strudel is very popular in Germany as well. So they come in, like, lots of different flavors, and you have to try them.
So what are some of the flavors of the Strudel?
The Strudel is basically like a puff pastry. It's very traditional, like German / Austrian. It's just like a very fluffy pastry, and it has different fillings. For example, Helmut Strudel comes with a cherry filling, or with a apricot and almond filling, or a chocolate filling. And if you don't like sweet things, you can also get it with like a spinach and cheese filling.
Do you have sections you have like sweets and savory, or is it all mixed in?
It's all mixed in. You can get something sweet and something savory at basically every like location. So you can go to Love Park, you will find some sweet things and also savory stuff. You can go to Courtyard, and you also can go to North Broad and find sweet and savory food.
As far as the drinks, are you doing mulled wine this year? What are some of the other highlights?
Well, we have, of course, like you said, the mulled wine. We also have hot chocolate. We have hot cider. And we also have, like, different spiked options this year, like spiked hot chocolate, spiked hot cider. And, yeah, of course, mulled wine is also spiked.
Food-wise, what makes this authentic to you?
Well, we have lots of traditionally German foods here, like the pretzels. They're from Germany. The cheese noodles are like a traditional dish from Germany. So that's what makes it all very authentic. And not only the food, also our wooden booths are very new this year. They're super beautiful. And that is what a traditional Christmas market in Germany looks like.
Yeah, I do notice some of these booths look new. They've been rebuilt.
Yeah, they are new. They're completely new this year. That's one of our highlights. So they're very beautiful, dark wooden booths. And that's what a traditional Christmas market looks like.
When you're in Germany, are there certain foods that are seasonal that you only eat during this time of the year?
Yeah, like we only eat gingerbread and like Christmas cookies during Christmas time, of course. There are like certain foods you only get at certain Christmas markets in Germany, like Magenbrot, it's called. It's also kind of like gingerbread dough. And you can only get it really in the south of Germany. So there's also like very like regional differences.
Are you selling that gingerbread dough here?
No, we're not, because...
Or the cookies?
I'm sure we have vendors who sell Christmas cookies, but we have certain like traditional foods we sell that go very well, and I'm sure you'll find other sweet things you will love.
So of the things that you can get here, what is the most traditional, seasonal type of, aside from the noodles that you mentioned?
I would say the Bratwurst is actually the most traditional one. You can get it at every single Christmas market in Germany. People love it. People eat it every time they're there. You can get it here, and it's made on our traditional German Schwenkel, so it can get more traditional than this.
With sauerkraut?
With sauerkraut, yeah.
Yeah, that's very German.
That is very German. You can get it here with sauerkraut as well.
What's your favorite part of the Christmas Village?
My favorite part is, of course, the food. I love it. But also, like, the different performers that perform on weekdays and weekends. And, you know, we have dance groups, we have singers, we have bands. And it's so fun to see so many different people performing here and, yeah, just being here.
So this is the Christmas Village here in Love Park, but you're also in City Hall and on North Broad?
Yeah, it's all Christmas Village. It belongs together.
Describe, you know, for like the layout for people that are listening to it.
So you know where Love Park is. It's around the Love sign. You can see our new beautiful wooden booths here. You can go up to City Hall's courtyard. In the middle of the courtyard will be the double-decker carousel this year. Around it are also lots of vendors and booths selling food and, you know, like all the ornaments and the like crafts they make. And North Broad has as well a couple of booths with vendors, but also the kids' train and the Ferris wheel.
The food booths are all mixed in.
Of course, yeah. We'll have them all like spread out, so you, everywhere you go, you can get something delicious to eat.
But the beer garden is separate.
The beer garden is right here in Love Park. Beer garden is where the white tent is. There's also a huge seating area, and it's part of Love Park.
Do you have to show ID to get in? Because it's a beer garden?
I'm over 21. I don't have a show ID.
Can you go in there with kids?
Yeah, you can. You can sit down there. Obviously, to get, you know, spiked drinks, you will probably have to show an ID, yeah.
What's your favorite part of the season?
My favorite part of the season is when all the events will take place on weekends. Like we have the German-American weekend on December 3rd and 4th. And that is when like Schuhplättler dance groups will perform and it will be like a huge party. It will be awesome.
Anything else you want to add?
You know, come visit us. We are open right now and you will have a blast.
And you're open through Christmas Eve. Do people usually wait until the last minute to get their gifts?
Yeah, of course. That's why we're here on Christmas Eve. And you will get beautiful gifts on Christmas Eve and handmade ones as well that you can get at a shopping mall.
The vendors that are here at the Christmas Village are from everywhere. I understand there's also a Made in Philadelphia market at City Hall. They're different though, right?
Yeah, they're different. We have, you know, Christmas Village, but we also have the Made in Philadelphia holiday market. It's at City Hall. You will get like very like local vendors there. Lots of stuff made in Philly, lots of like crafts, jewelry, candles, that kind of stuff. That's all very local. Meanwhile, Christmas Village has also very international vendors from all over the world.
All right. Lisa Lanhardy is with the Christmas Village. She's on a seasonal job here from Germany. So welcome to Philly.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And have a great season here at the Christmas Village.
Thank you.
What's your favorite thing to eat? What are you getting? What do you have to get?
You will have to get the Bratwurst from the Schwenkel at Love Park. It will be a whole event, a whole experience. You have to get it.
And what are you drinking?
I'm drinking a hot chocolate, actually, just to warm up, because it's very cold.
All right, Lisa, thank you so much, and happy holidays.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out.
And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.